thanks for listening to My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment with Donna and Marley. We are so excited because one of our favorite TV personalities is standing by. You know him as the executive producer of the Real Housewives franchise, host of all those reunion shows, Watch What Happens Live, all on Bravo, and now a revamped contemporary version of Love Connection, Thursdays on Fox, including tonight at 8 o'clock. Good morning, Andy Cohen.
How you doing?
We're excited.
Nice to talk to you.
Oh my gosh, it's so nice to have you. Thank you so much for joining us. We talk about you all the time. We love you.
Yeah, we do. We're kind of obsessed. It's a little embarrassing.
Okay, but this is so cool what you're doing with Love Connection and specifically tonight because, again, it's pretty groundbreaking. You have the first lesbian person that's going to be on the show.
Yes, it's amazing. It's really cool. It's the first time. And we've got a wonderful woman named Liz Baxter, and we set her up with three beautiful women. And spoiler alert, she finds love. It's really great.
No way.
Yeah, I love your gas.
That's so exciting.
This is a really fun show. I love that you've revamped the show. So it's kind of, got a more modern feel to it, obviously, with technology and digital and all that stuff going on. Now, another thing that happens tonight, Andy, doesn't somebody, is this a spoiler? Something happens with one of the dates.
She's not out of the closet, she says.
Yeah.
And so I kind of help her come out to her mom on national television.
Wow. Is her mom involved in any way? Like, is she on the line or you're just talking to the camera?
No, she's not. I mean, well, I'm just talking to the camera.
Okay. Oh, so watch tonight, everybody. 8 o'clock our time on Fox. What made you decide to redo this show? What was the appeal to you?
You know what? I loved it growing up, I just loved it growing up. And I love setting people up, and I love hearing about people's first dates. And that's the core of the show. It's setting people up and hearing about their first dates. And it's wildly entertaining and, sometimes really confrontational and dramatic and always amusing.
And there is also some money that can be won by the contestant, the main contestant who goes out on the dates. Tell us how that works.
Well, basically, the audience votes on their pick for who they think that the contestant is most suited for. And then you hear about the dates. And then the contestant picks who they want to go spend a weekend with. And if the audience and the contestant pick the same person, then he gets to go away with that person for $10,000. But if they pick someone else, he can dump his love connection and take the money and the other person away for the weekend. So it's a little lover money situation. Mm. And I'm happy to report that most people do the right thing.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. So nobody's just like, hell yeah, I'm taking the 10 grand.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know. Okay.
You said about the gasp in terms of them actually finding love. You're working with Mike Fleiss on this, or he's kind of at the head of this as well.
Yeah, Mike Fleiss from The Bachelor and Mike Darnell from American Idol are my two executive producers.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool. So people are finding love on that show. They're also finding love on this show. Are you a fan
of
The Bachelor as well?
You know, it's so funny. I dance around The Bachelor, and Mike Fleiss and I didn't really know each other, and obviously I'm executive producer of all the Real Housewives shows.
Yes.
And so on the first day of shooting, I was talking to him, and it's like, I know next to nothing about Bachelor Nation, and he knows next to nothing about Housewives Nation, if you will. So it's funny that we just kind of came together on Love Connection. So hopefully we'll make our own little nation.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Andy Cohen, who is the host of the new Love Connection, among many other hosting duties. Andy, what do you watch, if anything? I know you're a very busy guy. Do you watch anything specifically on TV, like appointment viewing?
I watch a lot of Housewives, but that's my job.
Yeah.
I'm watching Riverdale right now because a friend of mine is joining the cast, and I loved Feud. I thought that was really great.
That was so good.
I'm kind of out of it, to tell you the truth.
Are you really?
Well, so he's making it.
Yeah, you're making this stuff. Yeah. You don't need to be watching
it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, you have another tour coming up with Anderson Cooper. We're excited about that. Are you going to be stopping in the Twin Cities at all?
You know what? We were there last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if we're going to go back.
Yeah, yeah. Come back.
Yeah. Come back, Andy. Come back.
Gotcha. Okay.
I would like to.
Andy, we're going to throw just a question at you, just like you do on Watch What Happens
Live. Yeah,
sure. Hannah R. wants to know, has there ever been an answer from a celebrity that has left you speechless or shocked you, or does nothing surprise you at all?
No, I get shocked all the time. I mean, Charlize Theron was on Sunday, and she confessed that she had fooled around with a lady before. I mean, I get shocked all the time.
I feel like I'm always shocked when people answered that question on your show,
yeah,
because half
too.
The time it doesn't really seem like they maybe know exactly what that is.
The lady pool?
I know.
And then I don't know if they don't know what it is or if they're saying that they have, like when Zoe Kravitz answered that question.
Yes, totally.
Like,
totally.
You think, like, maybe she thought it meant, did you go swimming with some ladies in a pool?
No. I think she knew exactly what it meant.
Okay, all right. okay, well, staying along these lines, can we go ahead and play Plead the Fifth with you, Andy?
Yeah, let's do it quick.
A very short version. Here we go.
All right, first question. Did anyone get mad at you for your book, or was there someone who got maybe the maddest? Because I know you were a little bit worried about some of the things that you revealed in your last book.
No, unfortunately.
Nobody got mad at you?
No.
That's wonderful.
That's really good.
Okay, next. Are you dating anyone right now?
You know what? I am not.
Oh,
all right.
It's a shame.
There you go.
Maybe we'll see you as the next Bachelor. All right, last question.
Last question for our own version of Plead the Fifth. We're with Andy Cohen. Who's your least favorite housewife?
I Plead the Fifth.
We knew that
Excellent.
One was going to be the one.
Thank you, Andy.
Yep.
Thank you so much for
Thanks.
Your time. Everybody watch Love
Thank
Connection.
You.
All right, you have a great day. Love Connection with Andy Cohen tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox. It's really good. It's really entertaining television.
Yeah.
So definitely.
It's a lot of fun. It's returned with a lot of success. Actually, we do have a clip of tonight's episode, which again features the first lesbian couple on it. So very cool. Same-sex relationships. And here's just a little bit of kind of what's going to go down tonight.
Get out here, Liz. Let's do it. I'm excited for this.
I'm excited for this too.
Okay, good. Have a seat. Wow.
Hi.
Wow.
Okay.
Hi. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
I can't believe you're single.
I know, me neither.
Yeah, this is something of a historic first on Love Connection.
It is. I'm pretty excited to be a part of this. It's definitely history for us.
Good. We're excited you're here.
I'm excited for it.
All right. How old are you?
I recently turned 23.
Ah,
baby.
Okay. So that's almost a 10-year age difference.
Yeah.
Was that a factor for you at all on the date?
It wasn't a factor on the date because she's great and easy to talk to, but it was a factor in life. We were talking at one point about like making mixtapes, and she's like, "Oh, I don't know what mixtapes are."
No? What? I'm sorry, I forgot.
No,
about
no,
that.
It's cool. It's cool.
Mixtapes?
Well, you still don't know. So where'd you go first, April?
So I took her to the only lesbian Froyo in Hollywood. And I mean lesbian, it's owned by a lesbian couple. So
what does lesbian Froyo taste like?
Oh, yeah, really
I
good.
Mean, I don't know if I can talk about that on television.
So there's our guy.
Yeah, it's really a fun show. It really is. Definitely check it out again. It's on Fox, 8 o'clock every Thursday, including tonight. And make a wish because it is 11-11. Making wishes come true. All right, Marley.
Mm-hmm.
One of your favorite shows is finally coming back.
Yes, big news about this.
You think it's going to be really good.
It's a show that has gone away for a while. We all loved it, then we hated it, and I think we're about to love it again.
Okay, we're going to tell you what it is, and you might love it as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1.
Say you could do anything. They'll say that I was clever. Here we go down, baby.
Thanks for listening to My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment with Donna and Marley. Mar, you're pretty excited about this, and a lot of people love True Detective, not just you.
This is huge news. For everyone that was a huge fan of True Detective, the HBO show, season one was incredible. It was very, this was early on in the really good TV.
Yeah,
True Detective. It's an HBO series again. It was fabulous with Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson. It was really, really extremely buzzy when it was happening. Everyone was really excited for season two, and season two was a complete bust.
I know.
Rachel McAdams, Colin Farrell, Vince Vaughn, and it just wasn't good. The plot was really intricate and too hard to follow, and it just kind of lost the magic. Okay, but listen to this, because we've got some updates for season three, and I think this might be turning around. Mahershala Ali has been confirmed for season three.
Hello.
He was the amazing man who also won, I believe, the Best Supporting Oscar for Moonlight. He was so fantastic in Moonlight. He also actually happened to be in Hidden Figures, I believe, as well. And they're saying right now that the anthology series for True Detective is moving closer to returning, and the scripts are terrific. So it's taken a while. I think they're only going to bring it back if it's going to be good. So they must really have something good on its hands, which is really exciting.
Very cool.
If you're not familiar with season one of True Detective, it really is this mystery that is happening. These murders that have happening and have happened in a very weird way, and they're trying to figure them out. And it is Matthew McConaughey, who's a very eccentric, weird guy, working alongside Woody Harrelson. And they're very, very different, and they butt heads over all of it. But you learn about their past. They were so good in these roles, just incredible in terms of their acting. And then the tension between them, the different lives that they live, and then them working on uncovering this mystery.
Cool.
I'm trying to think of a good comparison, but it reminds me of all of kind of the crime stories and shows that we love right now, like Stranger Things almost, kind of.
Okay. Yeah.
Or, you know, where they're figuring out this mystery. And it's just so well done.
And you don't know the answer to the mystery,
no.
Right? You don't know, because I almost was going to say, it reminds me of that show, The Fall, with Jamie Dornan, but that doesn't sound actually like it, because you start out knowing who committed the crime and then watch people try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Their process of getting to where you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
okay.
In this one, you don't know. You're figuring it out with them. A little bit more about just that plot. They're investigating the murder of a prostitute, Dora Lange, in 1995. It jostles between time. Actually, it does have an element of time, though, where they're playing with that, because they're interviewing both of these guys much later on.
Yes.
Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, but then it's flashing back to them investigating the murder, and you don't know the whole time why exactly they're being now investigated again.
Okay.
And what exactly happened. So very, very good. Highly recommend that season one. And then hopefully this season three that's going to return is also going to be good. Again, they're saying the scripts are terrific. Mahershala Ali is terrific. The president of programming has confirmed that the network has a deal with the Moonlight star to star in this. And he says, I've read 5 scripts for the third season. I'm very, very impressed and excited about what I've read. I don't want to give the storyline away, but I really think they're terrific.
Oh, cool. So remind
exciting.
Us where it airs.
This is on HBO.
Okay. Speaking of HBO, this sounds really interesting too. There's another show that I've been reading about that's coming in September, and it's called The Deuce, and it's set in and around Times Square, and it's basically about the rise of the porn industry.
Oh, great.
It's about the legalization and the rise of the porn industry in New York beginning in the late 70s, and The Deuce comes from the nickname for 42nd Street.
Huh.
And which I remember being,
you know, a 20-year-old, a 19-year-old going into the cities. And
yeah,
we would purposely, and this is terrible, drive by the prostitutes off 42nd Street just because it was, you'd see it on TV, but then to see it in person, you were like, whoa, this really exist. And it was really depressing. And so that's going to be on HBO as well. The first season's going to be 8 episodes that'll premiere September 10th in 2000 of this year.
Oh, wow. That sounds
really good. Right about really the time good. When I'm thinking of getting rid of my darn premium channels.
It doesn't matter because you can just sign up for HBO Go or HBO Now or whatever it is, the one that you can actually just get your own membership for.
Okay. So let me ask you, HBO Go or HBO, both those, are they current? I mean, are you able to watch current programming?
Oh, yeah. As soon as the show, they've really figured this out now, because as soon as the show goes live on TV, it's live on their website. So if you're watching Game of Thrones and it is 8 o'clock on a Sunday and Game of Thrones has the new episode that's going on HBO on your television, it's live on their website as well.
Why isn't everybody doing this?
Well, Donna,
or am I late to this party?
No, I don't think you're late to the party. Okay. I love that you're asking this, because usually you're not wanting to go this direction. But I think a lot of people are moving that way, where they're having the smart TVs and using Netflix, HBO, HBO Go, Amazon, Hulu, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Yes. All right. Just changing gears real quick. We didn't get to this earlier today when we were talking music, but Kesha's got another new song out.
I know. So she's releasing these kind of every week, every other week, for this upcoming album called Rainbow. August 11th is when it actually drops. But she's released another song, and it is called Learn to Let Go. Take a listen.
I like it. It's one of a bunch of songs that she's been sharing in advance of Rainbow. That'll be out August 11th once again.
There hasn't been a song I haven't liked on this. I feel like this album's going to be really, really great. The music video is also up, so you can take a listen to the song. You can check out the music video, which is kind of splicing footage of her now with footage of her as a child in it. So that's all at our website at mytalk1071.com.
Yeah, it's very cool. I enjoyed watching that. Okay, in the meantime, we're looking for caller 7 right now.
Yeah, give us a call. We've got a pair of tickets to see Ghost Story, the Casey Affleck, Rooney Mara movie. Looks really, really good for the run of engagement. So again, caller number 7-651-641-1071. You're going to wear them those tickets.
All right, we'll be right back. It's Donna and Marley on My Talk 1071.
My Talk 1071. Everything.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Entertainment.
I'm in love with your body.
When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. But you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your
good morning and welcome back. You are listening to Donna and Marley on My Talk 1071, Everything Entertainment. Mar, you got a snack? You got a snack that you just can't stop snacking on?
Well, I do a lot of the time. I don't at the moment, but I know that feeling when you have a snack you just can't stop eating.
I have one of those, and I really, really have to be really careful when I'm grocery shopping, because I know if I get this bag of a particular...
Okay, don't tell us yet.
Okay.
Ooh, no, I'm dying.
I can't stop. I'll just keep going unless I, like, put it in the trunk of my car.
What? Okay, okay. I just am thinking. I'm going through
You'll
all the things
guess.
In my head
You'll
about what it is.
You'll never know what it is.
Really?
You'll never guess it.
Okay, so we came across a list, and we want to hear from you. What is the snack once you start, you just can't stop? Call us. Let us know what it is. 651-641-1071.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Donna.
What
is it?
Okay, it's these Snyder's of Hanover honey and mustard and onion pretzel pieces. They are to die for.
Those are really good. Those are really good. I don't shame you for that in any way.
And there's all different flavors that it comes in, but the only one that I can't get away from is that mustard. Yeah. I think it's mustard and onion.
Yes.
It's a mustardy thing.
It is. It's mustard and onion. Those are so good.
Don't ever buy them, because you'll never be able to stop eating them. Pringles are another one too, but I never buy those.
That's really something I've come into my adulthood with, is finishing bags of things like that. When before, those are kinds of the things you never finish. These days, I'm pouring those crumbs in my mouth.
I know.
And I'm at the bottom of the bag, and I'm like, I finished that. I'm throwing that bag away because I finished that.
There's pride in that.
I know. I'm not sure if it's pride or shame, but I'll take it.
It's an accomplishment.
Delicious.
Nonetheless.
Again, if you want to give us a call, 651-641-1071. What snack can you not stop eating? Give us a call, 651-641-1071. We're thinking about it because we came across a list of these, the most likely snacks for this type of a
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, we'll do okay. a rundown on the list, but we've got Jill standing by. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
What can you not stop eating once you start?
Well, this is just a late in life thing. All of a sudden, I can't quit gummy bears.
Oh, those are good.
A taste for the gummy bear.
And it has to be like either Black Forest or Albanese, and that's it. It can't be anything else.
What's the second one you said? Albanese?
I think it's Albanese with an A.
So you won't do the Haribo?
No, and I know, I really don't like them. They're too hard. And then now I can't do generic anymore either.
You got to get them when they're really fresh.
Yes.
Oh, nothing better than fresh candy.
It's really sick.
Thanks for sharing.
Donnie, you've become a real candy monster today.
I do love candy. I have to be careful because I don't want my blood sugar to be like off the charts where I'm going to have a problem. But I do love just plain old candy.
Just good old fashioned candy.
Not chocolate. It's got to be like sugar.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of been a theme of the show today. All right, we've got John on the line. Again, taking your calls. What you can't stop eating once you've started. Hey, John, what is it for you?
I've seen them at Hy-Vee and a couple other stores. They're called Half Pops.
What's
and they're
that?
Popcorn, but they're these small kernels where they're not fully popped open.
What do you call those little, don't you call them something like grannies or, I feel like there's a name for those little kernel things.
Yep, I know at the store they call them half pops, and they got different flavors, and one pack is supposed to be like 6 servings, but I can go through one whole bag.
Good for you. Good for you. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate the call. Oh, this is fun. A snack that you, once you start, you have a hard time stopping.
Absolutely. Let's just go back to the classic Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. That's what we're wondering about this morning. Okay, we've got Ellie on the line. Hey, Ellie, what is it for you?
Hi, it's Chicago mixed popcorn from Candyland.
That is the best answer.
Yeah.
I completely agree. That's the kind with the 3 separate, yep. right? That yep. So you have the cheese.
Caramel, cheese, and regular.
Oh, yeah, yum.
It's too good. You can buy it in like giant bags too, so it's a bad thing.
And it's one of those snacks where you're getting a different flavor with every bite that always makes you want the next flavor to get the previous flavor out yep. of your mouth. So you yeah. cannot stop.
You're like, tasted something more delicious.
Yeah. You're never going to end on a caramel bite because you've got to have the cheesy after to cut the caramel.
Way to break it down, Marley.
All right. Yeah.
I just thought of it, by the way, what you call the unpopped kernels. I looked it up.
Yeah.
Old maids.
Oh.
You call them old maids. Some people call them duds.
Oh, okay.
Now you know.
I like those. Extra crunchy. Okay, we've got Katie on the line. Hey, Katie, well, what can you not stop eating once you've started?
It's brownie brittle.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. I love that stuff.
And don't forget to hate watch Nashville tonight.
Oh, you know what? I'm an episode behind, so I got to get on that, Katie. And then tomorrow you can call us and tell us why we're horrible people for watching it.
Katie, are you still hate watching it?
I am hate watching it, but I don't think I'll call because I can't swear on the radio. And that's what this show does to me.
How's it going? Still hating it?
Oh, I loathe it.
Okay.
Katie. It's got to go.
We talk to Katie every once in a while because she hates Nashville so much but still watches it. We love it.
I think it's still kind of hanging in there a little bit. You know who needs to go, though? And I know this is off topic of what we're talking about right now, but she's gone.
Oh, Katie's
She'll
like, I'm out.
She'll agree with me. What's her face who's pregnant right now? Oh, she's so annoying.
Hayden Panettiere?
No, she's actually like an Australian girl, but she's not on the show. She's her accent is real fuck, and she's got short hair. Claire Bowen, I think her name is.
Okay.
Sorry, no offense, Claire, but you're loathsome. Okay, anyway.
Side note, quick tangent. All right, we've got Melanie on the line. What can you not stop eating once you've started? Hey, Melanie?
Me?
Yeah.
Hi, okay, sorry, I was coughing.
No problem.
I love malted milk balls, but the best in the world are Maltesers. They're from England, and Target has started selling them. But I had tasted them a long time ago. They melt in your mouth.
What are they called again?
Maltesers. M-A-L-T-E-S-E-R-S, I think. But it's the British form of a malted milk ball, but they're just 1,000 times better.
Delish. Yeah. I wonder if you could get them at Minnesota's largest candy store.
I'm sure you can.
I bet you can because they have candy from different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. Or different parts of the world, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
In Jordan, by the way, 169. You're welcome.
Okay. I'm going to hit up some of these that are on the list, actually. So
perfect.
I'll give you a couple of these options. The ones that are on the list of the things that people cannot stop eating. Number 5, cheese. That's a Steve Patterson pick right there.
Yeah.
Just throw me down in front of the television with some cheese.
I need a cheese break.
10% of people say that. String cheese might be one of the main culprits here. Can't stop eating cheese. Number 4, crackers and other bread-based snacks.
Yep.
So things like Cheez-Its.
My Snyder's of Hanover.
Oh,
honey,
yeah.
Mustard and onion.
That's right.
Good stuff.
Okay, chocolate. People after the crackers are chocolate. That includes candy bars, Snickers, Butterfingers. And then, Donna, number 2, this is where you fall, candy. Not including chocolate, candy. So stuff like Skittles, Starburst, etc.
Just stuff that's easy just to throw in your mouth. You know, like stuff when you're watching a movie. Dots.
Oh, I love Dots.
Sour Patch Kids.
Love Sour Patch Kids.
Hot tamales, Mike and Ike's.
Mm-hmm.
The list is endless. What? Now I want some candy.
I love your cute aggression for candy today. I don't know why. It's just really funny.
Candy is delicious. And by the way, side note, I have like 3 cavities that I have to have filled next week. So yay me. All right. Thank you, everybody, for the phone calls. We so appreciate it. Do we have one more call that we can get to?
Nope, we don't.
Oh,
but we do
bummer.
Have one more item on the list. So number 1, because we didn't get to it yet.
Oh, we didn't.
No, number 2 was candy. Number 1 is chips, pretzels, and other salty snacks.
Yep.
So 35% of people say they have a hard time eating those once they've started.
Well,
again,
we have that in common.
Pringles, once you pop, you can't stop.
They're delish.
Which I did write a jingle for when I was a child.
Is that, well, how does it go?
This is the tale of Pringles, man. Pringles come in a nice big can. There's all different kinds of Pringles, you know. Here's some info. They're yummy, crunchy, and never stale. And in stores, they're always on sale. And that's the end of my tale. Yeah.
5 out of 5 Gary's.
Mar, you can market that. Get on it.
Well, Pringles, give me a shout. I'm ready.
Yeah, exactly. 651-641-1071. All right, when we come back, we've got some of our favorite stories from today. We'll get to that. And our Facebook question. Boy, we're really on a roll today. I can really go for a blank. All coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Good morning and welcome back. It's Donna and Marley on My Talk 1071, Everything Entertainment. We have finally reached that portion of the show.
These are a few of our favorite things.
When the dog bites.
Yeah, that's us singing on that.
Smells. Okay, I got to tell you one of my favorite things that I saw. I saw this late yesterday. This is so cute.
Okay.
Lupita Nyong'o, she was at Comic-Con.
Love her.
And she decided to do a little cosplay. And she was dressed up as a pink Power Ranger. You would never in a million years have any idea it was her. She posted some stuff on Instagram. And other people, and there's video, and other people are going, oh my God, I talked to you for like 10 minutes.
Oh, funny. And they never knew it was her?
Never knew it, but they saw her post and they were like, get out of here. And then another person said, somebody shushed her. They asked her to chill out because she is acting the fool. They asked her to chill out so they could hear the Marvel conference. And then she unmasked herself and embarrassed him.
That's so funny. And she tweeted this out and said, did you see me at Comic-Con? And so, as you said, all these people are responding. Someone responded to her and said, there are actors and then there are actors.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to see the video of her. She's like crossing the street and she just acted. She's so funny.
Super goofy.
You know, because we know her from such serious roles that you never think of her. Just like, it's hilarious. Definitely check it out. We've linked it up.
Yes, at mytalk1071.com. Check out our show links on the Donna and Marley show page.
Okay, can I hog this and just give you one more favorite thing?
Yes, absolutely. Wait, can I ask you a question about that? Sorry, before we move on really quick. Is cosplay something that everyone knows what it is except me? What is that? Is that a word?
I think it's when you dress in costume and you play the part.
Oh,
I think.
Oh,
that's what I took from it.
Okay. Okay.
What'd you think it
was? Wait, but did you know that term? I'd never heard that before until
I just made the assumption.
Oh, all right.
Like,
okay, cool.
Cosplay, right? You dress in costume and you play.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That's totally right up your alley.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know there was a term for literally my favorite thing in the entire world.
Okay. Well, and you could take it to the boudoir if you so desire.
Oh, wow. You're going to bring it there. Okay,
well, sure. I figured I should before you do.
Okay, cool. Okay, good to know.
So my other favorite thing, speaking of playing. Okay, we know that Larry David is, it does a really great Bernie Sanders impersonation as he did on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Okay, and he was on a panel for Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is going to be coming back in the fall. Super excited about that. And a reporter, I guess, spilled the beans when he was on this panel and said that he is going to be on an upcoming episode of Finding Your Roots on PBS. It's entering its fourth season.
Oh,
really good show. Really, really interesting. And they usually get celebrities on to trace their ancestry. And he found out that he is actually related to Bernie Sanders.
Hilarious.
Like a third cousin.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy? He said he was really happy about it.
Okay. I thought you were going to say he was third cousin twice removed, mother's daughter, son's father's ex.
Well,
baby girl.
It could be. Maybe not that far, Mar, but he didn't specify how closely related, but he said that it's probably something around a third cousin. So,
wow, that's really cool. Really funny.
Seriously, it's like they could be twins.
Donna, I wonder if we're related. There's a lot.
We do look a little bit alike.
Of Donna. I mean, we look alike I feel like a little bit. We have the same coloring and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Same color eyes, same color hair.
Same kind of strong features.
Photos of you at my age, I feel like I would look at you and go, whoa, this is a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is right about the same age where you've seen photos of me where you were like, holy smokes,
I know.
Is that me?
I know.
It's like me and Celine Dion, who are probably related, twice removed cousins.
I know. Celine Dion is the non-existent third member of our show.
You know what's funny about that?
What?
So I was at this get-together last night, and somebody said to me, shout out Rick, what up? said to me,
what up, Rick?
He's like, you know what? And I go, what? He goes, your mouth, I noticed, moves the same way Celine Dion's mouth moves.
And you're like, oh, really?
And he's like, no, I wasn't asking for that song.
He was like, thanks, but no thanks, weirdo. And I said, yeah, it's because we both have small mouths. And look for this Celine Dion tattoo to be placed on my shoulder coming up this fall.
Full-faced.
Thank you. Anyway, so that concludes How Are We Related, if at all.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay, I just thought popped into my mind. If you were ever to get a tattoo of someone on your body, how about getting it on the back of your head? Shaving your head, shaving it to the skin, having a full face tattooed on the back of your head.
Because that won't hurt at all.
Just an idea. That sounds like a cool premise for a weird movie.
Not right. bad. Just not bad. And then you find out.
Yeah.
Like who's on, you know, yeah. who's under my hair.
Yeah. Or like you got taken and it's in the dark and you wake up all of a sudden. Then you never realize until someone shaves your head many years later that the back of your head is tattooed as someone else's face.
You know, it's interesting about that. I think that's a horror movie. Help me out here. Damien, the son of a jackal. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
You know, it's, I don't
Did
know.
You just black out?
What? What happened? What happened? Where are we? No, it's a horror movie. It's one of those where they try to find out if they have the sign of, like, the 666 in, you know, on their skull or on their head hidden somewhere.
Oh.
Kind of similar, but completely different.
Totally.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a favorite from today?
I do have a few favorites, actually. We have talked a lot about this Angelina Jolie Vanity Fair interview. But even so, I have a few favorite little things that were mentioned in this interview that we haven't gotten to. Okay, so five things I loved from this interview. Again, Angelina Jolie for the September issue of Vanity Fair. She talked about her daughter and how her daughter loves her blanket, which, again, felt so relatable. Jolie picks up a small piece of blanket. It's shredded to death. And she said that Vivian has 32 blankets and that Vivian's very into her blanket and that she gets very mad if you wash her blanket. And then Jolie said she actually said to me the other day, Mom, I can taste my blanket. That, honey, is a sign it really, really needs to be washed.
Oh, my God. That's so relatable.
I know. As soon as your child can taste their blanket, it's time for a wash.
That is adorable.
I know. I loved that.
So don't forget that Vanity Fair also on. It's available today.
Yes, it is.
Angelina Jolie on the cover.
And we have it linked up at our website at mytalk1071.com. And in addition to the interview, that's really great. The photos are beautiful as well. They're just really fun to look at. Kind of eye candy.
Absolutely.
Okay. Another moment from this is when her daughter runs in, gives her a big hug. And then Angelina Jolie, or actually they come in, they ask when Angelina's going to put up the water slide. And she says, how about a hello, Mom? Just every other mom in the world, right?
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Stars. They're just like us.
Exactly. Okay, with regards to her movie, though, this is not a moment where she's just like us. She said it's not a poetic thing to say. This film was made by the country. And again, she says, I'm not trying to have false modesty here. She's just saying between the cast and crew, there were some 3,500 Cambodians that participated in the movie.
Holy
smokes. So that's really important to her that movie was made there with those filmmakers. With those cast members and actors and that kind of thing. One other thing, she was talking about casting a child in this movie and that when she was deciding who to pick, they put money on a table and had all the child actors kind of look at the money and see what they did with it. This little girl walked up and then when they told her to give the money back, which was part of kind of the test, she said she started to cry. Oh. They asked later what the money was going to be used for. And she said that her grandfather had died and that she didn't have enough money for a nice funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, that's so sad.
OK. And then finally, she said that the idea of someone thinking that she was a sex symbol now was laughable to her. And then she said a couple things about being a woman. I feel like I'm just smart about my choices, putting my family first. I'm in charge of my life and my health. And that makes me feel like a woman completely.
Awesome. That's Angelina Jolie, Vanity Fair. Colleen Lindstrom.
Hi, friends. How are you guys?
We're awesome. We got to talk to Andy Cohen today.
I heard. Was it awesome?
It was so awesome. You can get that playback at mytalk1071.com. What do you got going?
We're going to be talking about reminiscing about 80s high school-based movies. I know
fun.
It sounds weird, but it'll be fun.
Okay, cool. Colleen and Bradley coming in next. Don't go changing.
Bye, Felicia.
My Talk 107.1. Everything
is looking at you, kid.
Entertainment.